Very well, then, I said. What is the next question we have to decide? Isn't it which of these people are to rule and which be ruled? Unquestionably. Is it obvious the rulers should be older and those who are ruled younger? Yes, it is. And that the rulers should be the best among them. That too. Among farmers, aren't the best ones the ones who most possess the attributes of a farmer? Yes. So in this context, since we are looking for the best of the guardians, must they not be the ones who most possess the attributes of a guardian of the city? Yes. And for this purpose, do they have to be wise, powerful, and above all devoted to the city? They do. And people are most devoted to whatever it is they love. Bound to be. And they love most what they believe to have the same interests as themselves, the thing whose success or failure they think results in their own success or failure. True, he said. Then we must select from the guardians the kind of men who on examination strike us most strongly their whole lives through as being utterly determined to do what is in the city's interests, and as refusing to act in any way against its interests. Yes, they should be the people we want. I think we should observe them at all ages to make sure they are the guardians and defenders of this belief, and that neither magic nor force can make them forget and jettison their conviction that they should do what is best for the city. What do you mean by this jettisoning? He asked. I'll tell you, he said. I think our minds can lose a belief either with or without our consent. With our consent, when it's a false belief and we learn better, without our consent, in the case of all true belief. I understand the loss which is with our consent, but the loss which is without our consent, I need to have explained to me. Really? Don't you agree with me that what is good can be taken away from people only without their consent, whereas what is bad is taken away with their consent? Isn't being deceived about the truth something bad, and knowing the truth something good? And don't you think that having a belief which agrees with the way things are is knowing the truth? You're right. When people lose a true belief, it is without their consent. And is that a question of theft, or magic, or force? Once again, I'm afraid I don't see what you mean. I seem to be making myself about as clear as a tragic poet, I said. By theft, I mean people who are talked into changing their minds, and people who forget. Either the passage of time or some process of argument takes away their belief without them realizing it. You do see what I mean now, I hope. Yes. By force, I mean those whom pain or grief causes to change their beliefs. Yes, I understand that as well, he said, and I agree. As for magic, you would also accept, I imagine, that there are people whose beliefs change because they are seduced by pleasure, or because there is something they are afraid of. Yes, all the things which deceive us do look like a form of magic. So, as I said just now, we must look for those who are the best defenders of their conviction that in any situation they must do what they think is in the city's best interests for them to do. From their earliest childhood, we must watch them and set them the kind of tasks which can make them lose sight of this aim and lead them astray. Then we must choose the ones who remember their aim and are not easily led astray. Those who are led astray, we must reject. Mustn't we? Yes. As a second type of test, we must give them hardship, pain, and trials, and in all of them look for the characteristics we want. Correct, he said. Then we must have a third type of test, a test for magic, and watch their reactions to that. Just like people taking young colts close to loud and confused noises, to find out if they are easily frightened, we must expose our guardians, when they are young, first to danger and then to pleasure. We must test them like gold in the fire, only more so. Does this one stand out in every situation as immune to magic and worthy of respect? Is he a good guardian of himself and the musical education he has received? Does he show qualities of rhythm and harmony in all the tests we set him? Is he the kind of person who would be the greatest use to himself and the city? From our children, from our young and grown men, the one who under constant testing emerges as pure is the one who should be appointed as a ruler and guardian of our city. We should heap honours on him in life and in death, and when it comes to burial and other memorials, he should receive the greatest tributes. The one who fails the tests, we should reject. Well, Glaucon, so much for my views on the selection and appointment of the rulers and guardians. It's only a general outline, of course, and not a precise specification. I think my views are pretty much the same as yours, he said.